We are all on a journey to live a life filled with purpose, good health, love, intimacy, fun, and financial success, where we generally feel valued by our contribution to society. But we also live in a world that is, albeit beautiful and exciting, is filled with setbacks, challenges, complexity, and distractions that often put us in one of four negative states. In today's episode, I'm going to explain these four negative states so you can identify the telltale signs. And in the next episode, I will teach you the five-step process on how to do a life reset. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of A Higher Branch. If you are a new listener, welcome. Hit the subscribe button because I don't want you to miss a whole series of episodes designed to help you upgrade the eight areas of your life. But I thought I would kick off this season with this first episode to help you identify the reasons why you may be stuck in one of four negative states. And I want this episode to be your diagnostic tool so you can keep coming back to it time and time again. Now, you could be operating in one of these four negative states but don't even realize it. The reason why it's important to do a life reset every now and then is because you need to get back to baseline. Baseline is the point in your life where you are in a position where you have the clarity, the energy, and the motivation to go after new goals. Whether it's a new exercise regime or a new diet or a new lifestyle or a new relationship or a new job, because you're not in a position to do that if you are living below baseline. So by helping you identify these four negative states and help you to do a life reset, you will stay at baseline and then move forward in life. Okay, so let's kick it off. The first negative state that you may fall into is that you are feeling overwhelmed when you're doing too much. Two, when you're feeling lost and you're doing the wrong things. Three, you're feeling stale, you're doing the same old things. And fourth is when you are feeling stuck and when you're not doing anything at all in one or more of the eight areas of life. Now, before I do a deep dive into each one of those four negative states and share with you the telltale signs and the reasons why you have drifted into that state, I know there's some of you listening to this thinking, well, Sam, I don't really care about changing my life at the moment. And I don't care about feeling overwhelmed or feeling lost or feeling stale or feeling stuck because I've been in this state for a long time. Now, I say this with the utmost of respect, and it is a bit confrontational, but I've been there, right? I've been in a state of feeling overwhelmed and I've been in denial. So I'm going to put my lawyer hat on and give you two reasons why you should care about doing a life reset. And the first reason is that you might be digging a big hole for yourself. Now, let me explain. These four telltale signs come to you first as little whispers from the body. And if you ignore them, then your body or life will poke you harder so you pay more attention. And if you keep ignoring and stay stale, stuck, lost, or overwhelmed, you'll eventually hit a brick wall. In my experience with coaching people who have suffered from depression, they don't know how they got there. But when I dive deeper with them, I discover, and much to their surprise, that they've been living a life where they're overwhelmed, stale, lost, or stuck for many months and many years before they get to this point where they've just dug such a big hole for themselves. So I'll give you a few examples. I'm going to cycle through the eight areas of life. Say when it comes to health. Now, it could be that you're sitting too much at work and you're doing too much laptop work and you're getting, you know, a few little niggles in the lower back or a headache or two. Then you start experiencing low energy and you keep ignoring that and you mask it with coffee. And after many months and many years of ignoring these signs, you end up with more serious conditions like inability to sleep, inability to digest food properly, some inflammation in your stomach. And the longer you leave it, the harder it is to reverse because sometimes it's not reversible. When you hit a wall, you end up getting diabetes, or you get heart disease, or you get depression. You know, some failures or lessons are not survivable. Your health can be terminal. Now, I'll give you another example in the area of love and relationships. As a divorce lawyer many years ago, I noticed that before they got to divorce, they were ignoring all the early warning signs. You know, they stopped talking as much. They stopped spending time together, doing the little things like kissing each other hello, holding hands in public, going for a picnic together. And they started drifting apart ever so slowly. And eventually they hit the wall, and that wall is divorce and family breakups. And as I said, not all failures are survivable. And the longer you ignore these telltale signs, the less survivable these failures are. Now, the second reason why you should care about doing a life reset and recognizing these four telltale signs is that life is too short. Why waste a minute living a nothing life, let alone an unhappy one, or one with niggles or poor relationships or low energy or whatever these early warning signs are? You know, a lot of people I notice are eternally optimistic. They think, yeah, one day I'll reverse all this. People think they're going to live forever. They're going to live for 1,000 years. So they just tolerate living a nothing life. And I think that is an injustice. You know, I became a lawyer because I hated injustice. But then I realized over many years that the biggest injustice is the one that we deal ourselves by not living the life that we deserve. So the second reason why you should care is I want you and others in your life to experience your brilliance. And I truly believe that every one of us has a unique gift. And a lot of us walk around feeling like, you know, I'm pretty ordinary, right? I don't matter. I don't have anything to give to this world. But you absolutely do. Your impact on this planet does not have to be huge. That's not what I'm talking about. But in your own way, big or small, living your best life impacts your family, your partner, your children, your friends, your work colleagues, your clients, your finances. So you might walk around thinking that you're ordinary, but in your own unique way, if you manifest your own brilliance and show up to this world every day, living above baseline where you are constantly upgrading your life, then you will leave your mark on this planet, I promise you. Okay, so now let's do a deep dive into the four negative states and the telltale signs. The first negative state that you may fall into is that you are feeling overwhelmed. And this is when you are doing too much. And the telltale signs for feeling overwhelmed is that you're irritable, stressed, right? Argumentative. You finish people's sentences. You have nervous energy. You have trouble sleeping or staying asleep. You have digestion issues. Now, you're in a susceptible state here because your health can deteriorate pretty quickly and unravel where you then become lost, stale, or stuck. Now, feeling overwhelmed can also come from doing things that you love. You know, I have a to-do list from the eight areas of life every day, and I love getting through my to-do list, but when I overdo it, I become overwhelmed. In fact, the reason why I had a long break from this podcast, because I started feeling overwhelmed and I had a session with Dr. Guy Winch, just one session, incidentally, and it was just incredible because it provided clarity. And he just said to me, Sam, you're just doing too much and you need a break. So I took a break, probably a little bit longer than what I should have, I must admit. And thank you to everyone who emailed us. But you know what? I used the break to prepare and do a lot of research, which is why I'm excited for you to come on this journey, because I have some great episodes coming up and I'm excited about what impact it will have in your life. Now, there are three reasons why we fall into this negative state of feeling overwhelmed and why we end up doing too much. The first is that you don't feel like you are enough, or you feel like you don't do enough. The second reason is that you are one of those people that have trouble saying no to others. And the third reason you overwhelm yourself is that you don't prioritize and respect your health. So you push yourself too hard, you miss meals, you run on adrenaline and cortisol, and eventually disrupt your sleeping patterns. So you need to respect your health. Okay, let's move on to the second negative state, and that is where you are feeling lost. Why? Because you are doing the wrong things, things you don't like. Usually the wrong things drain your energy, and that's why people with low energy, the first thing I focus on, apart from you know, diet and exercise is, what are you really doing? And most of the times it's usually doing stuff that doesn't light them up. You know, my rule in life is that I know I'm doing the right thing when that thing gives me more energy than what it takes, right? You know, for those of you listening to this, and if you have kids or toddlers, if you take them, you know, grocery shopping or doing things they don't like, they flop on the floor. You have to drag them, literally drag them around, because the energy just plummets. So you have to ask yourself, why are you doing the wrong things? The other sad reason why you end up doing the wrong things is you're trying to make others happy. Now, you might be listening to this thinking, well, you know, sometimes we need to make others happy because we have a need for acceptance. But when you give too much of yourself to others, whether it's your family, your partner, your clients, your team, your friends, you end up resenting them subconsciously. And then the relationship starts to suffer anyway. So if you really love the people in your life, you need to find who you are and what you want first. And that will make you happy. And if you are happy, you're going to be a fun person to be around. That's the second telltale sign you are feeling lost. And as I said, in the next episode, I'm going to share with you the antidote for feeling lost and how to perform a life reset in that context. Now, when I say perform, it sounds like it's some big assignment. It's not. It's a five-step process that is practical, relatable, prescriptive, and you're going to enjoy doing it. But now let's move on to the third negative state, and that is when you're doing old things, where you're feeling stale. So you've stopped growing in the eight areas of life. You've stopped upgrading. You're doing the same things every day. And I call that a nothing life. And it's because you're living in a comfort zone. Now, a lot of people love the comfort zone. In fact, I know a lot of people who have retired so early in life because they've experienced amazing monetary success. And that's what they wanted to. They wanted to get to the zone where they're comfortable. But when you're in your comfort zone, I believe you start growing old. And, you know, staying youthful requires you to keep pushing yourself. It's a message from your mind to your body that you're still in the game. Because your comfort zone, you've got to treat it as your dead zone. That's where your five senses experience the same thing every day. It's like eating the same food or doing the same thing at the gym or going to the same places in your relationship, like going to the same restaurant or having the same jokes and stories with your friends or doing the same thing in your business without innovation, without transformation. You become stale. Businesses become stale. People become stale. Relationships become stale. When you become stale, you're accelerating aging, not just of the body, but of the mind, which leads me to the fourth and final negative state, and that is when you are feeling stuck. Now, in my coaching, this is probably the saddest state to witness and to be in, and I've been there myself many times in the past, and we all get stuck. And I say it's a sad state to be in because, you know, you might wake up knowing what you need to do to grow, but you just don't do it. So it's different to feeling stale. You have goals and dreams, but you don't take action. I've come across so many young people that they know what they want to do in life, but there are so many things holding them back, and they're stuck in this cycle of hope without habit. In other words, hope without action. And they meander from one positive meme to the next, wishing and hoping, but not doing. Now, let's go through the three telltale signs that you are feeling stuck. And the first sign is that you worry needlessly. Now, this is different to having fears, right? Fears are a normal way of life, and I actually respect fear because that's when I go into risk assessment and assess, why do I have this fear? And fears are a sign for you that you need to actually assess something before you do it. If we were all fearless, then we'd be doing stupid things and hurting ourselves, hurting our families, hurting our finances, hurting our businesses. You need to respect fear. But when you worry needlessly, that's when the fear becomes chronic and irrational. And if you're listening to this, you probably know people in your life that just worry needlessly. Why do they do it? It's because they're feeling stuck. The second sign is that when you start talking yourself out of doing things. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about here. You give yourself excuses, excuses, excuses. Now, you know you should be waking up early, but you don't. You know you should be meditating, but you don't. You know you should be writing in your journal, but you don't. You know you should be going to the gym that you signed up for. You know you should be reading to your kids. You know you should be holding hands with your partner or kissing each other goodbye and hello. You know you should be having picnics. You know you should be giving your best at work, but you always come up with excuses. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm tired. Yeah, I'll just flop and watch Netflix. Now, I'm not saying don't watch Netflix or Stan or whatever it is, right? I watch Netflix, but I don't binge. I don't watch Netflix when I should be doing more important things that will help me grow in the eight areas of life. Okay, the next sign indicating that you're feeling stuck is that you hold on to grudges and you can't move on from them. So you walk around angry or resentful or bitter about something that's happened in the past. So I want you to ask yourself a question. What am I holding on to? Who do I need to forgive from the past? Is it myself? What's stopping me from moving on in life? Okay, I've just gone through the three telltale signs of feeling stuck. Now let's go through the reasons why we get stuck. I'm going to divide these reasons into three areas. One is the serious area, the complex area, and that is that you have fears and other emotional obstacles that's holding you back. And the second and third reasons are the easy and the simple ones to fix. And it's because you don't know where to start. I've coached people that are stuck because they just feel like it's overwhelming. Where do I start? It's, you know, when I reveal the eight areas of life and the eight fundamental human needs and come up with an action plan and we take it one step at a time, then they start feeling like they're in control and they know where to start. And we'll cover that in future episodes. The other reason is they have too many goals. I've coached people who come to see me and they're stuck. And I say, you're trying to do too much all at once, which is kind of related to the second reason, but subtly different. Because one is too many goals, and because of that, you don't know where to start. But you can even have a short list of goals and don't know where to start because you've never been given a framework or an operating system for living life. And that's the subject of my second framework, which is what I call the circle of conscious living that I will share with you in future episodes. But let's go through just some of the negative emotions that stop you from taking action. It's fear. It's regret. But it's usually fear of failure, where you say to yourself, I'm not smart enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not tall enough. Or it could be fear of rejection or fear of getting hurt, either physically or emotionally, you know, fear of ridicule or judgment, fear of haters, fear of losing money. Now, fear cloaks itself in so many different ways. Some of the other obstacles is procrastination or perfectionism, or it could be you're hanging on to something from the past, something that elicits anger, hatred, jealousy, envy. Other obstacles could be you're suffering from anxiety, or you lack confidence, or you have addictions or traumas from the past. So the list of reasons why you are feeling stuck is quite expansive. But I don't want you to stress. All I want you to do for now is just to acknowledge if you fall into one or more of those reasons. Because in the next episode, I'm going to teach you the antidote to these four negative states, including feeling stuck. And it's the five-step process on how to reset your life. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And if you did, please do me a favor and give me a rating and review because it will boost our rankings and help us reach more and more people. And if you know someone in particular that would benefit from listening to today's episodes, please pay it forward and send it to them. But if you prefer to share it publicly on social media, please do so and tag me in it, Sam McCool on Instagram at Sam_AHB. I firmly believe when we put good things out into the world, good things come back to us. And also, I want you to come on this journey with me, become an ambassador for a higher branch and help me expand our community and our reach into this world. I feel a lot of the messages that I have coming up in future episodes are exactly the messages that we need in the world right now. For now, again, thank you for listening. And I'm going to leave you with this reminder that every morning is the dawn of a new day and the opportunity for you to learn from the past and start a new life. On that note, I hope you have a great day, and as always, live consciously, my friends.